Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie M. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VNP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and it is raining, storming here in South Florida. There's floods everywhere, but it's a welcome rain. We've been having so many brush fires, and we've lost over 68,000 acres of land because of brush fires, but God sent the rain. People were praying for rain, and he sent the rain, so if you hear the noise in the background, a little thunder, and I'm out and about in the rain, but I have my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, how's it there in Michigan?
Oh, Michigan, today the weather was beautiful. We got up to sunshine and got up to 74 degrees, so it's very mild and the sun is shining. So it was so nice that I actually worked in my flower garden, so you know, that's something
wow.
I kept looking at and said, I need to do that. I really need to do that. And, you know, it's really bad when it gets to the point that you have some type of vegetation that grew so big, it covered my flowers. And I was like, what is this? My son was like, is it a cabbage or is it kale or is it collard greens or something? And I said, oh, my God. He said, well, Mom, you're destroying it. What are you going to do with it? He said, don't people eat that? And I said, I won't be eating it. Not that it's taking over my flowers. So,
wow.
You know, but it was a good day. My granddaughter gave me some, because she's been, like, since I came back, I was traveling for a couple weeks. Nana, can we do this? Nana, can we do something together? And I said, you know what, this is a good day. And so she put her little garden gloves on, and I had mine on, so we did some gardening. And she was like, that was fun. I like that. So now I know who's going to help me keep it weeded out and looking pretty. So she's at that age, she likes gardening, so I'm happy about that. But it's a beautiful day. And even
awesome.
In spite of your rain, you know, you told me about your rain and everything, even in spite of the rain, but the rain was something that is needed, that is going to save a lot of land because of the rain.
Yes.
And I'm happy to hear that for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, the rain is pouring down and, you know, so much has been going on. We've been living some busy lives, Shirley, and I'm so excited about the next step, what God has for us. And that's why I said, you know, remember to dance, because we've had so much opposition in the midst of all that's been going on. I mean, we've had left hook, right hook, you know, we've been punched in the gut, we stood up, and then we stumbled, but we didn't fall. But God is saying, remember to dance in the midst of adversities, in the midst of what storms are raging in your life. Dance, dance, dance. Live life to the fullest till it overflows. You know, you only have one life to live, so you may as well give it your best shot. And I'm so excited about that because, you know, I was confronted with some things yesterday, and I said, you know what? I am not giving in, and I'm not giving up. And that's why I said, I'm going to dance, you know. David, in my favorite book, when he was faced with adversities and stuff, he danced until he danced out of his clothes. I'm not going to dance out of my clothes, but I'm going to dance. I'm going to leap. I'm going to shout. I am going to give life my best shot, because I want when life is gone from this body, I want them people to remember that I was here. Yes, I was here. I made my mark. I touched some lives, and people were blessed by my presence. People were blessed by hearing my voice. People were blessed because I was a blessing to them. And I'm going to dance, and I'm encouraging people to dance with me. Shirley, you want to be my partner tonight? Let's dance.
Well, honey, I love to dance. Dancing is my middle name. So when you said dance, or dance, or dance, you can't dance anymore, or dance out of your clothes, and I, too, am not dancing out of my clothes. But I will kick those shoes off. If those and continue to dance, because I, you know, one of my motto is I live my life every day as if it's my last day on this earth, but I live my life like I'm going to live forever. And in that, my dance come in. I dance in the midst of my storm. I dance until the sun shines through it all. But I keep dancing. And, you know, it is so true. We forget to dance. And then if you really think about some of the things in life that you've gone through, everybody that's listening to the show tonight should have something to dance about. Any adversity that you came through, any milestone that you've achieved, whether it's the birth of a child, whether it's a new job, a new car, keys to your house, a roof over your head. Everyone has a reason to dance. And the most important reason to dance, that you woke up today. You should dance to that. You woke up.
Yeah, you know, Les Brown says any day, Les says any day above ground is a good day. It's a good day,
yes.
Even though you may have adversities, it's a good day. It's a good day, even if you don't have the activities of your limbs, but you can just blink your eyes or just say, yes, this is a good day, because, you know, life is going to happen to us. It happens to the best of us. I don't care how much money you have. You could be in the best of health, all athletic, have the best body, you know, everything going right for you, kids going right, and then life just happens out of nowhere. You know, like I said at the top of the show, you get a left hook and a right hook, and then you're like, what happened? How did life get so derailed like this? So what do you do in the midst of that? First of all, you got to acknowledge God. You got to accept him and thank him for who he is, because of the fact that he is the giver of life and he is the master of our soul. I'm telling you. In him I live and move and I have my being. I can't do nothing without God. You know, people go around it throughout their day like they're doing things on their own merit, but it is him that touched you this morning and said, rise and rise in the newness of life. So we got to give God some praise and thank him in the midst of it. And then we have those individuals that say, well, if God is God, why am I going through this situation? And I say to you, it's so he can bring you out. Because, you know, when things are going good, Shirley, you don't thank God or give God praise because you think you're doing it on your own, that everything is well, I don't need nobody and I don't need nothing. But everybody needs somebody. And that's what life is about. It's not just about me, myself, and I. Life is about sharing and loving and giving to other people, encouraging them and taking them by the hand and pulling them. That's what life is all about. But sometimes we get so wrapped up in our own emotion, our own thing, till we forget. We forget that we're not on this earth alone. We forget that we're not here just to serve ourselves. You know, I've watched this show called with Tom Hanks. What is that show? Let me see. What's the name of it? Abandoned, Shipwreck or something. Well, anyway, he was the only one that survived the boat crash, and he had to survive on this island and stuff. And it was hard, but he had to fight his way through all of the trials and things he went through. He fought his way, and that's how life is. Regardless of where you find yourself at, you made an appointment to be there. So I'm encouraging you to make an appointment to be on God's side. Make an appointment to live your life full and make sure that you be a blessing to someone else. Otherwise, you're incomplete. You're incomplete. I also remember this show called The Littlest Angels, and in this show, it was talking about this angel, that this person that died, but because he didn't do anything good, he couldn't get his wings. And that's how life is. We got to have our wings so that we can be able to float and be able to dance like we've never danced before. God is awesome. And I got to tell you that, you know, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God has in store for those that love him. But if you love him, you will give and you will love others. You hear the rain, Shirley? It is pouring down out here. But I just wanted to make sure that we reached out to our audience and encourage them. So, Shirley, you have the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Hot Topics from the Soul. And remember to visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Shirley, you have the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. And now that Dr. Parker Hagen is, you know, has to get out of that rain and everything, but I wanted to continue on about dance, and don't forget to dance, because so often in life we allow life to control us to a point that we forget about the important things, the simple things. They're not the big things that we need to think about all the time, but we need to remember to smell the roses along the way, or kick a little dust up, or throw a rock, make it skip down the street, or through the grass or whatever. But the simple things in life are the things that God wants us to remember as well. And I don't know if any of you have ever been in a situation where you felt like everything was down and that you didn't know how to find your voice or where to go. But if you ever taken the time, or if you ever in that situation again, start dancing. Put some music on. I find that some of the things that help me, if I put my music on, even if I'm cleaning, you know, I love jazz. Sometimes I put my jazz on, and I'm telling you, I'll take a new step with that vacuum cleaner. I'll take a new swipe with that duster, because what I find is that it penetrates you. It penetrates you in a manner that where it calms you, bring a calmness about you, takes you away. Then you begin to think of happy places and happy things to do. So you continue to work at a pace. Before you know it, you don't clean your whole room and start cleaning the rest of your house. I find that dancing, I dance in my mind, I dance in my soul, I dance in my physical being. When I get my dance on, I'm dancing so much that, hey, nothing else is mattering at this time. So learn to dance. Learn to dance, dance, dance. And remember the simple things in life. Continue with those. Be with those that make you dance. And if a situation comes about, even if it's for work or wherever, I walk out of that office dancing and skipping and everything, and they're wondering, why is she so happy? If you take yourself to a happy place, you can dance. And if you need to dance your way into happiness, dance. Don't ever stop dancing in life. As long as you got breath in your body, dance. I know some of you would say, well, you know, what if I can't dance? What if I'm not good? What if I have two left foot? It don't matter if you got two left feet. Who cares? The fact is, if you're dancing and you're happy, have you ever been someplace and you see people dancing and then you can sit there and you watch them? Even sometimes when you watch people dance, you begin to feel happy because of the dance. And if you start to feel a little sad about it, okay, they got someone to dance with, I'm that person. I will get on the floor and dance by myself. And believe me, once you, if you make that step, you will find that there's a lot of other people in your same situation sitting there waiting for someone to ask them dance, and they see you dancing and go, she's up there dancing. I'm going up there to dance too. I'm going to enjoy myself. And if there's a lot of women up there dancing, there's some brothers that are going to come and join. Trust me when I say this. They may be afraid to ask you, but dance. Dance, dance, dance. And another thing, if you want to take it to another level, know that dancing is a good exercise. It is good for the soul. Just like laughter is, so is dancing. Learn to dance. Dance through your problems. Dance when you're happy. Dance when you need to exercise and you don't want to do those other things at the gym. Dance. You can dance in your house. You don't even have to leave the house. But you can dance. I noticed they got these classes like the Zumba class. It's a dance. You see the commercials on television all the time, all these different body movements and everything that they're doing that they don't use any weights and stuff. It's a dance. So dancing is healthy for you. Know that. Stay focused on it. Stay tuned. Tighten up, tone up. You know, summer's here. It's knocking on our doors. And I'm speaking to myself on this one. I need to do more dancing. I need to get more exercise in, because when you get that energy level up, you can do more things, and it keeps you healthier. Keep a body in motion, because you know that saying about a body in motion, it doesn't tighten up, the joints don't get stiff. Sometimes, you know, when you get to a certain age, you have to keep your body in motion. I had a physician assistant to tell me, because I was talking about how my knees was hurting me and different things was going on in my back. And she said, "You have grandchildren?" And I said, "Yes." So I'm thinking in my mind, okay, she wants me to chase the grandkids around. But she said, "Watch them walk. If you notice a child walk, their body moves. It's constant motion. It's not stiff. Learn to relax and move your body as you walk." Now, me, my mind took it back to, I used to walk like that. But then I became kind of self-conscious. So am I switching? Oh, you know, that old saying, so, oh, she's just switching. No, my doctor said, no, your body is in motion. You keep it in motion, you have less muscle tension, less ache and pain as you get older, because your body is used to being in motion. The body is not meant to be walking like a couple of stilts. The body's supposed to be in motion. Wow, that helped me a lot, because when I checked myself and realized that I'm walking stiff, I tend to relax and let my body flow with the motion. And I have less aches and pain as a result of it. I have less stiffness as a result of it. So I'm learning, even at my age, to be more conscious of my motions. So that's, again, dance come into play. When you learn to move your body and be more in motion and everything, it helps you in many ways, physically, emotionally, and it helps you bring a happiness within you that no one else can, because you're doing something for you. You're doing something for your body, and you're doing something to make you feel good, to bring some peace, relaxation, and fulfillment. And when I speak of fulfillment, because so often we allow so many daily life things come into play in our lives that it leaves us exhausted. It leaves us sometimes feeling unproductive for the day. It leaves us sometimes feeling guilty about not completing certain things. But if we can learn to let go and be more relaxed, we can be a lot happier with our life and even with our lifestyle. So it's important to remember to dance, just like we need to remember to breathe. Take it in consideration like that. because we sometimes hold our breath, waiting for the next shoe to fall, the next incident, or the next crisis. Sometimes our life get on a roller coaster so fast. And if you've ever been on a roller coaster as a kid or a young person, young adult, you know how you anticipate going up that hill and that drop? Life can drop you like that. So we have to learn to be prepared as far as being able to allow our body to flow with the curves, with the hills, with the dips, with the side curves, and the under and over curves. It's in the body motion, body relaxation. Remember to dance, just like we remember to breathe. We're not taking any calls tonight, but I want everyone to stay tuned, stay focused, and remember to dance. Remember that no matter what it is, celebrate. Celebrate your life. Celebrate and dance. And if you ever value anything or hold anything dearly, not because you believe that it's essential to succeed or that, you know, it becomes one of those things that you tend to feel like I got to hold on to this or I can't forget to do this. Or even if you're in the heat of a battle or something, just, you know, remember to step back and dance. And some people say, you know, grab your favorite drink so you can help relax. But I don't want to, you know, encourage anyone to drink or whatever because I don't drink. I don't need a drink to relax. I could just start dancing. But I know that some people, they like to say, okay, I need a glass of wine or I need a little this, or, you know, a glass of champagne or something like that. Then I can, you know, feel comfortable in dancing. Give me some water. And I tell people, I have water, will travel. I always keep a bottle of water with me. I can dance. I could be, you know, I'm one of those people who, if I go shopping, I'm hearing music in the dressing room while I'm changing clothes, and I try on a new dress, I need to see how I dance in it. That's one of the key things. I have to see how I sit in it, what it looks like if I sit, what it looks like if I dance in it, even though it may not be a dress for going dancing. But those are some of the characteristics of things that I look for in the clothes that I buy. Can I move in it? Can I sit? Is it sitting? Is it looking properly? Is it the right length? Or is it tight enough? Or is it, you know, too tight, rather? Can I sit down in it comfortably without pulling on it or pulling this way or sucking it in so it makes sure it don't look too bad? It's like trying on a new pair of shoes. You want to walk around in the store a little with it, Mom. You don't want to just try that on and say, oh, yeah, it fits. Okay, let me go. No, I will even dance in the store in a new pair of shoes. I'm not going to walk out of the store in them, but I will stand there and see how it fits to move in them. Because if I can dance in them, I certainly can walk in them, and I can keep them on for a longer period of time. Think about those things in life. When you want to purchase something, dance in it, especially if it's personally for you. See what it feels like to dance in. And this is for the men that are listening, too. You want to try on a new pair of shoes? See what they feel like if you dance in them. Because remember, you're going to have those shoes on and walk in them. You may have to walk in them all day or hours. You don't want to buy something that's not going to feel good after a few hours. But if you dance in it while you're purchasing, before you purchase them, you're going to have some give or whatever. You can see if they give with you or if they're that shoe that's stiff and won't move and you can't do certain things in it. You have to walk a certain way in them, like your feet hurts. You don't want to buy those. So dance. Same thing I tell men, if you're buying a new suit or whatever, see if you can cut, as I say, cut a rug. If you cannot, then you really don't want to walk out that store with that. Because then you have to always make sure that you are standing stiff or whatever, and you're not going to be comfortable in it. I have to be comfortable in my clothing like I'm comfortable in my own skin. So I encourage everyone to dance. Who's in a dressing room with you but you? Dance. So you may not have the same moves that you had when you was 25, but don't forget, you can dance at any age, as long as you have the ability to do so. And for if anyone is on this listening to the show tonight, is that have any limitation in their limbs or anything, dance in your mind, dance in your heart, but dance. Don't let go of the dance. And always remember to dance. And share this show if you're listening and if it's been an encouragement to you and you want to share it with someone else that you know needs encouragement to remember to dance in your life, share it. You can go to blogtalk.com, Hot Topics from the Soul, and remember today's date, June the 6th, in which I'd like to send out a special dance birthday wish to my youngest son. He's 29 today. God blessed me with him 29 years ago. Very energetic young man. He's a hip-hop artist. And I will never forget, my baby was dancing that too. His favorite song, an artist, was Heavy D. All I had to do was put that on repeat. If you remember the cassettes and back in the day, all I had to do was put it on repeat on that one song, Heavy D. And that was his favorite thing. Heavy D, Heavy D, Mommy, Heavy D. And he would dance. That baby would dance. And so I'm telling you, don't forget to dance. Dance in life. If you've seen young babies and as they start walking, some of them even before they walk, they got to bounce. They love music. Music is a universal language. But the life that we have in us, we all should be dancing because we were given the opportunity to see another day. So don't forget to dance. Dance, dance, dance. And I want to also share with you that make sure you go to From the Soul of a Woman website and support Dr. Hagen with her vision and with her efforts to help domestic violence. We both have a nonprofit, and we need your support to continue to help those in need. So don't forget to donate and support. You can also go to her website and notice that she has an event coming up with Mr. Les Brown. Support that or share it with someone. You never know who may be able to receive something from the event. So don't forget to reach out, share it, pass it on, share it with your friends, put it on your Facebook page. You can, you know, catch us on Facebook as well. Hers is Valerie Hagen. Valerie Parker Hagen on Facebook, and mine is Shirley M. Carter on Facebook. Send us a friend request. If this show has been a blessing to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone, and they can go and play it back. And don't forget, we will be back next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So join us for another Hot Topics from the Soul. And tonight is a short show, so we're going to cut it short. And I just want to say I thank you for listening. I thank you for joining us tonight. We will be taking calls next week. And look for another Hot Topics from the Soul. And go to our blog talk and listen to some of the other shows. And if it's a blessing to you, don't forget to share it with others. I thank you and have a good night.